Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, flight MH17 shot down over eastern Ukraine yesterday. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live in Kiev this morning, joins us now from Ukraine. Good morning, Aaron. The latest is the finger pointing going on between the Russians and the Ukrainians on this issue. The prime minister, I know, was pretty harsh this morning, calling the people responsible bastards. Explain the case that he is making of why they believe that at least a pro-Russian group or separatist is behind the shooting down of this airplane.
They're the ones that are in control of the territory where the plane came down, and they're the ones that the Ukrainian government forces have been fighting with for control of that territory. The Russians back the separatists and may have even either covertly, overtly, or accidentally supplied them with the kind of surface-to-air missiles the United States believes responsible for bringing down that aircraft with 298 people on board. But who pulled the trigger? Who fired the missile? And why? And what the intended target was? All of those remain open questions.
Describe to us what the feeling is like in Kiev this morning. How are Ukrainians reacting to the news that a plane was shot down over their country?
Well, I think they, right along with the government, point the finger at the Russians because it is the Russians that at least tacitly back the rebels. Russia has denied it and said not an honest word has come out of the Ukrainian capital in months. So these sides are not friendly. And it's worrying to international observers who are concerned about the integrity of the investigation. We're told the crash site is under the control now of the rebels, who said they'd allow a truce so that people can get in and collect bodies and collect evidence. There's some reporting that we haven't been able to confirm that the black boxes have been recovered and sent on to Moscow. The Russians have the ability to analyze flight data recorders and voice recorders, but there are some who are concerned about the integrity of the investigation. So they're sending a team of European observers. The U.S. is sending a small team, all in an effort to make sure that the investigation is thorough.
There was a cargo plane that was shot down not too long ago, and then another, I believe, a Ukrainian military jet that went down as well. What do we know about those two incidents at this point?
Well, those are believed to have been the work of these pro-Russian separatists, and whether this particular plane was thought to be a military plane, maybe. Whether it was on purpose, and if it was, Brian, that raises some very, very worrying questions about the safety of the skies over any conflict zone where heavy weapons could potentially fall into the wrong hands.
Act of terrorism, possible accidents, because they said maybe they were trying to shoot down a cargo plane and they wouldn't have done it if they known it was a passenger plane. Act of war has been thrown around, all possibilities here.
Sure, there's no complete investigation yet, and absent that, it's just, you know, the word of the Ukrainians, the word of the Americans, and the word of the Russians and others who have been looking into this. But the confirmed information from Malaysia is that there was nothing wrong with the plane, there had been no distress call, and so if this was shot down, it's likely that it broke apart in the sky and then came crashing to earth, and eyewitnesses said they saw bodies and debris raining from the sky down to the earth below.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live in Ukraine for us this morning. Thanks very much, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.